Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Steve, and 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 847 on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Veterans Administration workers will be required to be COVID vaccinated.
Two.
Wichita City Council considering pay raises for city workers. Wichita
One.
Police Chief Gordon Ramsey, one of seven finalists for the police chief job in Austin, Texas. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Gasoline here in the Wichita area, I am still seeing prices up as high as $2.99 a gallon. Very common price out there, though, $2.95. And one of the better ones here in the Wichita area, $2.92. Spotted that at Pawnee and Hillside, Maple and West. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Heat advisory later today. It's going to be sunny and hot with a high of 95 degrees. Clear tonight. The overnight low 73. Wednesday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high, 97 degrees. Now a few clouds, 74 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour. 8:49 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. U.S. home prices registered the fastest growth in 17 years in May as a surge in demand for housing outstripped the supply. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index, released today, soared 17% in May from a year earlier, on top of a 15% jump in April. The May increase was the biggest since August of 2004. The hottest markets were Phoenix, San Diego, Seattle. All 20 cities registered faster year-over-year growth in May than they did in April. One major hedge fund investor is worried about President Biden's plan to curb inflation.
A major hedge fund investor says the federal government is underestimating the inflation threat that is seeping into goods and services and doesn't appear to be temporary. David Einhorn of Greenlight Capital predicted the 2008 collapse of Lehman Brothers. He now says the Biden administration's claim that inflation is transitory is contradicted by prolonged spikes in everything from wages to goods such as lumber, housing, and stock prices. The culprit? Massive fiscal spending in Washington, plus super low interest rates by the Federal Reserve, which has created market bubbles in various asset categories. This is Charles Gasparino for Fox News.
For the first time in nearly two decades, only half of U.S. households donated to a charity. The findings come from an Indiana University study that represents a trend concerning experts. The donations to charitable causes are reaching record highs, but it's being driven by an increasingly smaller slice of the population. Study comes from a survey that has been tracking the giving patterns of more than 9,000 households since 2000. It shows giving participation rates for both religious and secular causes reached new lows in 2018, the latest year with comprehensive figures from those households. And now a little business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. The owner of two Wichita construction and remodeling companies has been indicted by a federal grand jury on 17 counts of failure to pay payroll taxes. Jesus Perez Aguayo is listed as owner and president of JLP Construction and JP Remodeling. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Kansas says Perez Aguayo is accused of collecting, but not forwarding, hundreds of thousands of dollars in employee payroll taxes to the Internal Revenue Service. The U.S. Attorney says the collections in question occurred between 2015 and 2019. The IRS Criminal Investigation Division is investigating the case. If convicted, the penalty for each count, and there are 17 of them, of failure to pay over payroll taxes is up to 5 years in prison. And that's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Stocks shook off a wobbly start and finished slightly higher on Wall Street Monday, edging major indexes a bit further into record territory. The S&P managed a gain of 11 points. The Dow gained 83, and the NASDAQ closed up 4 points. Strength in communications and energy companies outweighed weakness in other sectors. All right, Steve at 10 of the morning here on KNSS, and let's see, what else we got for you this morning? Well, Here's one to celebrate today, National Scotch Day. Not talking about being a Scottish person. We're talking about tape. We're talking about scotch, the drink. And we recognize an aged whiskey distilled from malted barley. Since scotch is protected by law, specific guidelines can be followed, must be followed when making it to be labeled scotch.
So what about you, Steve? Are you a big scotch guy?
Otherwise, it may be an ordinary whiskey or a whiskey that's made in the United States. Not. I am not. That's not a big scotch guy. Scotch whiskey dates back to the 15th century, where a Scottish taxman recorded the spirit in 1494.
Wow.
So, if you're into history, you're probably into scotch. No, I'm just scotch. All right, it's coming up on 8:53, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Ted Woodward will be back with us tomorrow morning, Jed, and we'll have the crew here.
Yeah, that'll be
full
nice.
Strength, that'll be kind of nice, right?
So difficult when it's just you I have to deal with.
Well, I know, but we're going to give you double trouble tomorrow. See what else is going on. Well, of course, you're talking about the chief of police here, but one of the seven finalists for the job in Austin, Texas. That'll be interesting to see what happens with that over the next few days. And
we're all kind of torn on that because, you know, if it's good for him, we hope he gets the job. But at the same time, we're losing a really good chief.
Well, this is the way it happens. I mean, Wichita is kind of an interesting place where it's kind of a AA, AAA type town.
Yeah, exactly.
We see people going up and we see them coming down.
Yeah.
and Ramsey, I think, is in a pretty good job, a real good job, because he's gone out there and tried some innovative things. Now, he's got, I don't know what the actual numbers are, but I think the last I heard we had like 400 uniformed police, some, or maybe 500 in Wichita, 400 to 500. And if he goes to Austin, there's going to be 1,800.
Ah.
In other words, all the responsibility is going to be tripled in size.
Oh, yeah.
And how's he going to handle that? Well, you know, the way you handle that is you hire a lot of really good people.
Hopefully, to
do all the thinking and all the work for you. Now, just a tip, Chief, if you're listening this morning, that's my key to success. Hire strong people, get out of their way, and don't take the blame for anything.
So that's what I've been doing wrong.
And that's kind of the pattern, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
see
where now.
The Board of Education is trying to hire special education teachers. They are at a premium. If you're a young person in teaching, I would guess that that's one you ought to look into, special education. Now, that's not only for folks who have challenges, mental challenges and so forth. They also have special education for kids who are out there on the other end, on the other side.
True.
Gifted, talented, and created, they used to call it. So special education could be a growth place. I'm just handing out employment advice today to everybody.
Like, yeah, because places are finding it so easy to hire.
And like, you know, I know anything about it, which I do not. All right, 8:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got the Glenn Beck program on the way, and Josh Rogan is a guest. He's a Washington Post columnist, and he's going to be talking about Fauci and that lab in China. That's going to be coming up with Glenn Beck. At 9 o'clock, our news, top of the hour, Wichita Police Chief, one of seven finalists for the chief's job in Austin, Texas. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Today's high 95 with a heat advisory this afternoon.
Radio.com is now on.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.